All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, all the geeks at Sea Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March the 6th of 2008. All the geek without the wait. And of course, as always, man in that keyboard, man in that mixing board, just like Liberace, only less gay.
Thank you.
That there's anything wrong with that. It's Billy Flynn.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Hey now.
Hey, how you doing?
Probably a little more gay, but that's all right.
Okay.
I am the vicar.
Can't you just say hello like a normal person?
I know. All right, let's say flamboyant. You think that would be okay?
Oh, flamboyant?
Just flamboyant, perhaps.
Effervescent?
Ooh, that's good, too.
What about fabulous?
Yeah, now we're just getting too
really?
Gay. There's such a thing as too gay, sir.
How about fabu? Where does fabu enter into all of that?
I don't know.
Because, you know, when I have questions about what's gay and not, I do have to come to you, being the expert at that.
Well, all right. I suppose that's a cross I have to bear. I don't know.
Oh, that sounded really dirty.
Yeah, it does.
And I don't know why.
No, we're not going to go down that road. However, what we are going to do, sir, is what we do best, which is make sure you got everything you need for your day. And that kicks off with television, kiddies, because tonight, American Idol... How am I going to start these once Idol is over?
I don't know, man.
American Idol cuts the field to the top 12. My understanding from my wife, the vicaress, tells me that after this week, the top 12 are the ones who tour.
Oh.
That American Idol show that goes around
right.
after... Yeah, so anyway,
okay.
Two men, two women sent packing tonight. Last season's runner-up, Blake Lewis, will be tonight's guest
Ooh,
performer.
Ooh, Blake Lewis!
Would you know him if you saw him on the street?
No.
Nor would I.
I didn't know the name.
Also, an episode of New Amsterdam, which I was hoping would be a repeat of the pilot because I missed it.
No, it's
and
a
it's
new
not.
One.
It's new. That's
Absolutely.
Crazy.
Absolutely.
Don't they always show these things back to back?
Normally they
weeks?
Do to get people like jumping on board.
Didn't set the DVR, so
not tonight,
I need
sadly.
To go back and get it.
Tonight, ABC showing last week's episode of Lost with a sort of a pop-up Lost video thing is what they do, followed by the new episode of Lost, which is entitled The Other Woman, so I can only hope that Ray Parker Jr. is in tonight's episode.
I remember that song. People think of Ghostbusters, but you had The Other Woman.
Uh-huh.
You had A Woman Needs Love.
Just like you do.
Yes, he had hits, man.
He did.
NBC fresh episodes of Celebrity Apprentice and Lipstick Jungle.
Can't stop him. Nothing you can do about it. AMC tonight, apparently, Sniper is an American movie classic. That's Tom Berenger, Billy Zane, and the American movie classic Sniper.
That there's the movie that keeps on giving, sir.
Yeah, it does.
CBS tonight, someone gets the bad news at the Tribal Council tonight on
Survivor
Micronauts. Survivor
Micronauts, that's good.
Same thing.
Tonight on Discovery Channel on Dirty Jobs, it's Bug Breeder.
Ooh.
How would you like to be the fluffer on the Bug Breeder set? No, thank you.
I'm not even commenting on that. I'm going to tell you, however, on the Biography Channel, if you get that, Rock and Roll Night, baby, biography of Tommy Lee and biography of Guns N' Roses.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Dude,
yeah,
that's pretty awesome.
I'd watch that.
Would you like to see Paris Hilton get killed?
Well, who wouldn't, really?
Well, tonight FX is showing that 2005 remake of House of Wax, which stars Elisha Cuthbert and Chad Michael Murray, but Paris Hilton's in it, and she gets killed.
So there's that.
And that's the only reason to watch.
Family Channel from 1988 showing Big. Who didn't love this movie?
That's a great movie.
Even though, little creepy.
Little creepy.
Little bit creepy that, you know, okay, but I get to be on top.
Ah.
And it's all syrupy sweet, and it's Tom Hanks, so it's okay, but you know what? It's not.
No,
okay.
It's a little sick and sad. Tonight on Sci-Fi Channel, it's Kurt Russell, James Spader, and Jay Davidson all starring in Stargate. Before the TV shows,
was
the movie,
There was
my
a
friend.
Movie, kids. Real quick, tonight's talk shows, Late Late Show, Wanda Sykes.
Oh, he didn't say what...
What's a cock's name?
You're a sad man. Tonight, if you're watching anything, though, it's probably going to be that there a Lifetime Television...
Women.
Because tonight a vicious sociopath is stalked by a revenge-driven mother.
Is there any other kind of sociopath, really?
Well, there's the nice sweet ones.
Oh.
Sally Field and Kiefer Sutherland tonight star in Eye for an Eye.
Ooh, sounds violent.
I'm gonna pluck it right out of your head.
That does. It sounds vicious.
It's nasty.
Okay.
What
there you go.
Do?
That's some TV talk. Let's do some mail, kids.
Listen up. It's time for mail call.
Okay.
He sounds angry, too.
He does.
You think he's mad at us, or just in general?
No, just in general.
Okay.
He's a Marine. What do you want?
Well, that's true. Now, by the way, for all of our Armed Forces listeners, particularly Marines, I was a Marine, so I'm down with you.
I was in the Air Force. Trust me. I know. You guys were Marines.
Nothing but love for you guys.
There were some guys, Marines, in tech school with us that would literally low crawl over to lunch because they enjoyed it. And good for you, but I'm just going to walk.
I'm glad we have those guys
on
our side.
Someone needs to be there.
All right, from Chris. Hey, GRD. Oh, that's us. Geek Radio Daily. Thanks to Billy Flynn for mentioning the parking lot is full.
Yes.
The books Billy has are a compilation of the cartoons that appeared in the University of Waterloo's student newspaper on a more or less weekly basis from 93 to 02.
They are hysterical.
People can view all the comics online at pliff.com, P-L-I-F.com, and ordering the two books, which I believe contain all the strips, can be ordered off that site for $9.
Is that all?
Which includes shipping within the USA. Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
That is, man. So I highly recommend it.
Anyone who likes twisted humor will love Pliff Books.
Yes, you will.
And should check it out. Pliff, Parking Lot is Full. I'm not remotely familiar with this.
I'll bring the books in for you, sir.
www.plif.com.
Hysterical stuff. Good stuff.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. Right. Thank you. And Carl wrote back. We heard from Carl a couple days ago who just says, hey, thanks for the podcast and Patio Books reviews, dudes. That was hella awesome. Thanks,
wow.
Carl. And I'm going to bring this mail up again because I know there's not a whole lot of mail there to mention, but right. I'm going to bring it up again because, ho, 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 conveniently enough.
Yes, Santa?
Today, being Thursday. Oh, oh, come here, little girl.
Speaking of creepy.
The hell was I?
Patio Books.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start a new segment, teaming up with patiobooks.com, a new Thursday segment. You know, we've been deciding back and forth what to do with our Thursdays, and that's what we want to do with our Thursdays, Patio Books. So we're going to talk to those guys, or rather, we're going to talk about those guys.
Right.
Here, coming up after the break, okay?
Alrighty.
Rock on. It's Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March 6th.
Hello. This is Johannes Gansfleisch zu Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was the patiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this patiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Audiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Audiobooks.com.
All right, geeks, Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March the 6th of 2008, our Thursday show. Of course, it means, well, I say of course, you guys don't know that because it's new. Thursday's going to be our Patio Books.
Of course.
Podcasts and Patio Books. I'm sure we'll expand out a little bit. Edition of the show.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, returning with Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, March 6th, and a new thing we want to do with Thursday's patio book segment is fans of audio fiction in general, and of course free audio fiction in particular. We want to introduce a new weekly segment wherein we partner up with patiobooks.com. Billy Flynn, our friends over there.
Good people.
Tell you about
great stories there, too.
Oh, hells yeah. And we talked about this because the Bruce on the weekly show a few days ago was talking about his current patiobook addiction. So, new stuff going on in the last week or so. Get your next fix of Matt Wallace, author of the serialized free audiobook, The Failed Cities Monologues, new collection of short stories coming out in print. If you pre-order your copy today in limited edition hardcover, Matt Wallace will sign it before it's delivered to you.
There you go.
So
not
that's very cool.
Have that
also,
edition.
Join the Variant Fiends at thenextfix.net. Help Matt on his conquest to global domination. Okay? Speaking of which, Scott Sigler. You can't say global domination without Scott Sigler.
That's true.
Reworked and re-edited, serialized free audiobook, the hardcover Infected, hits the bookstore on April the 1st. Yes, it's gone through a couple of name changes. And listen to the most, listen to episode, I think, number 5 of Nocturnal. He'll talk about why. If you're a bookstore browser, mark the date in your calendar, pick up a copy. If you're an online buyer, buy it right now online to show Crown Publishing and the rest of the publishing industry what sort of sales patiobooks.com can drive. All right, so stand behind that work. Also, The Chameleon Chronicles, Colors of Fate. This is
Boy George story.
No, Andrew Leiter.
Oh, okay.
Makes his debut appearance on the site, releasing a free serialized audiobook version of his science fiction story, The Chameleon Chronicles. Andrew Weber's journey of fate begins when he's confronted by his longtime nemesis, Jason Van Zandt.
Oh,
it's true.
Is that like Robbie Van Zandt,
yes.
Steven Van Zandt, all those?
Nice. I know. Jason accuses Andrew of stealing his girlfriend and confronts him with violent repercussions. Plus, as if that wasn't enough, he begins receiving mysterious, I know who you are. Messages.
Now, dude, all that needs is like some pretty in pink music behind it, and it could be the new John
What, like John Hughes kind of joint?
It could be a John Hughes thriller.
There you go. Finally, The Onion Files. Funny name, but this sounds cool. Latest free serialized audiobook from former NATO intelligence chief Major General Val Patti. I guess that's how you say his last name.
Okay.
Onion Files, cyber terrorism spy thriller novel. This guy, what's different about this guy is he's the real deal. Chief of intelligence for NATO in Europe during the Cold War period. So this cat is bringing actual experience to this mess. Suppose Al-Qaeda had a second, potentially more devastating attack planned in 2001. How would it have been thwarted?
Dad will be all over this one right here.
The Onion Files, The Chameleon Chronicles, of course Scott Sigler's Infected, and some Matt Wallace action, The Failed Cities Monologues, just some of the cool stuff you're going to find over there. If you want to join the Patio Books bandwagon, it's easy, free, and awesome. As soon as you are done listening to today's Geek Radio Daily, take your attention and your hot little fingers, friend, over to patiobooks.com.
And be entertained.
Word up. All right, news time.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
While 24 will not be back with a new season until January. January, believe it or not.
Wow.
Fox planning a special 24 TV movie to air in the fall.
Really?
This, according to IGN and The Hollywood Reporter, 24 movie will bridge the gap between season 6 and 7. Details are being made to sign cast members right now.
Okay. You may have heard it by now, and if not, let me be the first to break this to you. Patrick Swayze has been diagnosed with cancer.
I heard that, It's
not good. I mean, if this could either be he could do really well with his treatment, or he could have as little as 5 weeks left to live.
Well, I heard the five thing, and then I heard that was disputed, but then I heard that it was a particularly bad pancreatic cancer, which has a really low survival rate.
Yes, it does.
There's no punchline here, kids. Seriously.
There's not. It really isn't.
That blows. I mean, I'm not a big Dirty Dancing fan, never have been. However, dude, he was a Wolverine.
Yeah.
From Red Dawn, man.
He was in The Outsiders. Come on.
So, all of our thoughts and prayers and all that kind of stuff, because, man, that ain't funny.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah.
Get better, sir.
We'll keep you up to date on that, okay? IGN also rumor sweeping the internet that Microsoft will soon cut the manufacturer's suggested retail price of all flavors of the Xbox 360, at least in Europe, to start. Now, according to various outlets, all Xbox 360 SKUs will receive a price cut on March 14th in Europe. No details yet as to a North American expansion of that. The possibility of a PS3 resurgence in 2008 may prompt Microsoft to consider that, though. So keep your eyes open, people like me behind the curve.
Yep.
Might be my opportunity to get me an Xbox 360,
you
baby.
Jump on, baby. In the meantime, you could go to eBay and look for all the really cool deals that you can find out there, like Girl Scout cookies. Apparently, billions of dollars in commerce have moved online, and the Girl Scouts, still discouraging Scouts, apparently I did not know this, Girl Scout cookies, they highly discourage reselling of cookies, but there's people that are taking online and selling these cookies on eBay. They say they're only selling it for the face value to raise money for troops, but it's eBay, and how much you want to bet there's some sort of profit margin involved somewhere?
You know what that makes me think of is
Dragon
Con.
Oh.
No, Dragon Con, because there's a Girl Scout troop of cosplayers. Well, they're not actually Girl Scouts.
Right.
But anyway, you've seen the pictures, I'm sure, where they wear the little skirt and the sash, and that's it?
Yes.
Like electrical tape covering the naughty bits?
That's fantastic.
My mind shouldn't go there,
no,
I know.
No, probably
not. And the
other
place it goes is the ice cream. There are Girl Scout cookie ice cream flavors.
Right.
I think it might be Edie's that makes those.
Okay.
Oh, dude.
You're a sick, sad man.
Anyway, I'll feel better about this when we do our next weekly show, when we do our fit segment, because I desperately need it. I know you have this too, Billy Flynn, but Newsarama from the Watchmen production blog.
Oh, God, yes.
Zack Snyder has posted 5 first look images of the film's main cast. The website, the link is too long. We'll put it in the show notes.
Absolutely,
but
we
thoughts,
will.
Thoughts, Billy Flynn?
Dude, the comedian makes the whole thing worthwhile.
Holy cow.
The
all
comedian
them,
just
dude,
looks...
All of them look awesome.
They do. I mean, some of them, like Owlman and Ozymandias, obviously don't look exactly like they did in the comic.
But pretty
but
damn good, dude.
It, like you
exactly,
said,
yes.
It looks
the
like
spirit
the
of it
style.
Is captured, I think, beautifully.
It looks like the art style.
All right,
so
let's wrap this thing up for this show, shall we? I think we can and should. Geek Radio Daily, a production of Real Media Radio Networks, recorded here at the WRAR Worldwide Studio Headquarters, high above historic Tappahannock, Virginia. Email us at podcast@ or individually at vicar@ or billyflynn@ geekradiodaily.com. Subscribe through iTunes and be certain, ladies and gentlemen, oh please, please be certain to join the forums also at geekradiodaily.com.
All the cool kids do it.
I'm telling you straight, it's my way or the highway. So anybody who wants to walk, do it now.